I said to my guide once, are you solid?
You know, I had a nice fart coming up, and I did, and then I realized it was his date. Now I had a nice fart, and then I pressed record, and the fart was no longer inside of me. Oh shit, I was gonna play the Jason Flatowitz version of my theme song. Sorry. Never mind.
The devil's playground. So this is the lesbian Madge. I know this sounds really weird if you're listening to it on headphones. That's because I'm an idiot. What I did is, as an experiment, I'm using two microphones. One is the lavalier, which I'm speaking more in now, which is directed to the left. And I'm using the... I have to remember to speak more slowly. People tell me, especially foreigners, that I do not talk slowly enough and I must enunciate, because my speech is so fast or rapid that many foreigners cannot hear me. So I will try to enunciate. Yes. So this microphone is the larger one, and I'm going to turn it off, but right now this is the right channel, and this is the left, this is the lavalier, but it doesn't work because it's just stupid, you know, because I can be far away, but I'm always going to have the lavalier close to me, like, hey, I'm far away. Oh, I'm near the lavalier. I'm near both of them. So anyway, enough with that. So I'm going to turn off the number two, this one. I got to switch. Which one am I? Oh, yeah, this is the lavalier, so that's fine. I'm just going to make it centered. There we go. It is centered now. And now I can be a lesbian. Okay? I am a lesbian. All right? My name is Madge Weinstein, and I'm a food lesbian. Yeah, I found this record. You know, I have a lot of records. You know, if you've been listening to this show, I collect a lot of old weird records, comedy records, whatnot. I found this one called the Meshuganasi Yogi, which is like a late 60s parody of all the transcendental meditation and all that kind of business. And why am I still talking into the big mic if I'm not using it? Why am I talking so rapidly? By the way, I would like to give a shout-out to Tim Baker of Radio Clash. He's doing all kinds of new stuff now. He's doing live broadcasts. You should check out his show. He's from England. He's smart. He's gay. And a pioneer in the podcasting scene and certainly in the mashup scene. And let's see. And it's called Radio Clash. Okay. Now, my vagina, let's see, I always talk about my vagina, so I guess I could skip what I was going to say about my vagina today, which is nothing, a small odor. I am going to my yoga class in about half an hour, actually. I'm just going to plop this thing on out of my vagina. And then I'm going to take my huge laptop to the yoga studio. I mean, it's actually a gym with me. And then I am going to edit it at a coffee shop. My favorite one here in Chicago is Intelligentsia on Broadway in Lakeview. But sometimes I just go to Starbucks because they have more electricity. Excuse me while I use my nasal decongestant. It's mentholated. It's from the Whole Foods because I'm against healthcare. Just kidding. Oh yeah, I get it. Hear all that snot in me schnauzers? Yeah, that's from my vagina. Let's see. I know what I can talk about. I have all these things I can talk about. But, you know, I've been reminiscing. I have been posting a lot of old footage. Trying to get my, all my media back online, as it were. Because Mevio, owned by this douchebag named Ron Bloom, decided to delete everybody's podcasts who wasn't an employee or a contracted person with Mevio without even telling anyone. So we deleted thousands and thousands of podcasts, including all of mine. And so fortunately, I've got people, some of them I archived, some of them other people archived, and slowly I've been just putting together what I have, and I'm rebuilding it. But it's, you know, there's well over 1,000 shows, including my videos on Insane Films, my podcasts on East Radio, there's a lot, and Eat This Hot Show. So far, I have 2 Facebook pages where I'm posting all the new links as they come up, so that if you missed this, because some of these shows people want to hear, I would imagine, I hope so, at least. So as I repost them, I've been putting them on my Facebook pages. which are sort of indicted, not indicted, directed. By the way, I read an interesting story yesterday that only something like 0.02% of indictments are actually not approved. So that's a failed system for you. It's like the whole grand jury system is a waste because everybody gets indicted. I mean, everybody gets, whatever they call it, approved to be tried or something. So that's a good way for me to forget what I was talking about, which is my vagina. No, what was I talking about? Oh, well, who cares? Oh, do I care? I suppose I could rewind, but I'm certainly not about to do something that requires work. Okay, does anybody know of... I've been looking into these crash programming classes because, as you know, I'm a lesbian and I have a degree in all kinds of things, among other things. I used to be a computer programmer in a past life, but as I am very old, I'm out of touch with the currents. So I'm looking for one of these boot camps where I can, you know, get up to speed in the current or coding business. The one I've looked at so far is called Dev Boot Camp. Does anybody know of any others that perhaps they could recommend? Comment on this show or email me yeastbloatedlesbian@yeastradio.com. Oh, that's what I was going to say. The Facebook pages are facebook.com/yeastradiopodcast and facebook.com/eatthishotshow. If you just press like, then you'll be updated on the current shows. I'm trying to get it so that people just who like the shows get updated, so I don't have to post about it in my regular, you know, lesbian Facebook page, where I just prefer to bitch about things I don't feel like actually doing anything about, like everything wrong in the world. Why do I say so much? What do we have? Yeah. What is this one? I can't do this to you with these Sylvia clips. Oh, let's see. There's a new version of Ableton Live that came out yesterday, version 9. So that's exciting. Let's see, what else? Donations are widely accepted for this program. I'm only working 10 hours. What do you want? I'm only working 10 hours. How amazing that I just got a donation while I said that. How amazingly synchronistic from Christian M. Period. I don't know who that is. Everybody has different names. Thank you, Christian. That's very nice of you. But yeah, because I'm working on 10 hours a week right now, and even though I'm living in my sister's basement, I still have a lot of bills to pay, and I want to get a good job and not just have to take what's there. You know, I'm basically working for insurance right now, which is good, but I need money in addition to the insurance and that. All right, so what else? Oh, that's boring, me just saying, heh. So I'm just going to take off my headphones and freestyle it, as the blacks say. That was very boring. Just 15 minutes already of me talking about absolutely nothing. I played this podcast to a friend of mine, you know, because I don't play this show for people, whether it's family or friends, because they usually tell me it's boring, which is exactly what this person told me the other day. Oh, man. Oh, I was going to play something from the Meshuggah Yassi. Yogi. I might at the end of the show. I don't really give a shit, actually. Perhaps I will add it to the end of this program in my post-production phase of lesbianism. So what I briefly mentioned during my during the group show I did with Cheryl Prolaps and my other fun guests, such as Reagan Fox and the long-lost Jason Flatterwich vagina, is that I went, you know, I think Wand's Wisdom, who I don't know what she's doing. I mean, I know she's like on television and radio now, and I don't know if she's Wanda Wisdoming or just being famous, whatever she is. But whatever she is, she used to always talk about how she is a sober drag queen and all that. And my approach to that has always been, which is, you know, it's fine, whatever she wants to do, fine. My approach to sobriety has always been, keep it off of the public thingamajig. You know, be anonymous in press, radio, and film with respect to my addiction. The reason is because if somebody were to relapse and they've been, you know, talking about their sobriety publicly, it can be very damaging to the idea of sobriety, because, you know, a person who otherwise might make an attempt to recover from drug addiction or alcohol addiction may hear that and say, well, it doesn't work, I guess. So I've always subscribed to that sort of philosophy where, you know, let's just keep it to myself, my business. But anyway, I mention that only because that's exactly what happened to me. Well, saying it happened to me is not really, is almost implies victimhood. I have to pause for a second because I'm reading these. I'm trying to clean, which is hilarious because I'm a pig, but a lesbian pig. But it's reading the instructions to these headphones, and then has all these little extra. What is bleeping? For goodness sakes! Making all these, you know, I'm reading the instructions from my headphones. Is that so hard to say? Anyway, it says, clean your earphones regularly using an antiseptic cloth or wipe. Keep sleeves free of wax and other buildup. Wax and dirt can adversely affect sound quality and can damage your earphones. Furthermore, ensure that no moisture penetrates the nozzle when cleaning, as this may damage the delicate dynamic speakers inside the earist phones. Now, changing the sleeves. The sleeves can be removed by carefully sliding them off the earphones. When replacing, check the sleeve's rubber notches are securely fastened in the locking groove. And then it shows a picture of all the different sizes of mesh. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Listen to this. Cleaning the mesh filter of the sound tube. If the mesh filter on the front of the sound tube shows signs of clogging, carefully use a needle to clean it. So there's vaginal mesh inside of my earphones. I wonder if perhaps we should maybe discuss this with Cheryl on the next program. Maybe. She's sitting playing piano. He's sitting my fache. And maybe far away. What? Anyway, so we were talking about relapse, prolapse, speaking of lapses. So what happened is, you know, I think I told you, maybe I did many moons ago, that my, I don't know why I'm talking about this, I don't know, whatever, maybe I'm being a hypocrite in my philosophy, but I kind of feel like, the problem is, when I think part of the reason I've sort of had a podcasting block, which kind of coincided with what happened, is, you know, when I can't really be honest here on this program, it makes it really hard to do a program, because this, essentially, this Yeast Radio is an, just kidding, there's an H, this is a honest video blog. So, I mean audio blog. So if I can't be honest, what am I going to do? So, here I sit, laying down my whatever. All right. So what happened is, I had never really much issue with alcohol. I never really liked it. I did drink occasionally. I went to a lot of the beer parties at school in Vassar, of course, because everybody did. You know, you drank a little beer with the gals. But, you know, I didn't really, it wasn't anything that I couldn't do without, and I mostly did do without alcohol. I never really liked it. The only times I would drink is when I was in a bar because I didn't want to talk to anybody. So the only way I could talk to anybody is by drinking because I have social anxiety. But still, it was gross. I didn't like it. I often just left half a drink, on the table and just blech, because I think it's disgusting. But, you know, I did have a lot of problems with drugs, which I often mentioned in earlier shows, I think. If not, then how could you not know that if you've been listening to this program for a while and not sleeping, which most of you probably are? I'm going to put some shit away while I talk to you. It's just such a fucking mess in here. Jesus Christ. Got a fucking bag of Thai food from Sticky Rice Restaurant. Well, that's so good, though. I love that. I love the pad thai from that place. I have glasses here. I live like a hoarder. Nope. I have to erase that from the old Grom, because Cheryl is going to call hoarders on me. Griselda already sent a picture of my room to hoarders, but it must not have been too bad because they didn't call her back. Anyways, so you know, I won't go into the details, but I had quite a problem with drugs, and that is why I went into I quit, basically. Never minding the specifics of how, but I quit. And that was in 1999, in April. And I stayed that way, not having used... Oh, and this is important, is that, you know, I was told in no uncertain terms that when you quit drugs, you also have to quit drinking, because drinking is a drug. It's just like, well, I'm a heroin addict, let's say, and I can't get addicted to benzos or OxyContin because that's also a drug. It's the same line of thinking, like it's just another drug. So it makes no sense that you can't do a drug. Now, other people may oppose this idea because alcohol has very specific addictive properties that are unique to alcohol in et cetera, et cetera. So, but the prevailing school of thought that I was amongst was that I should go fuck myself. Now, I have to say that when I figure out what I'm talking about, was that ripping up checks, because I have, I use the Citibank thing to deposit them. Sorry, I don't have a credit union. I'm perfect, like all of you perfect progressives. So, drugs, yes. So, you know, there was good and everything. No. So, so I subscribed to that. Well, fast forward to 2010. Let's see. Yes, 2010. Went to Munich, you may recall, and some other places in Europe. I went to different places. And in Munich, I was visiting my friend, and it was during Oktoberfest. In fact, there's a video of it. I posted on YouTube and on insanefilms.com called Lesbian in Oktoberfest or something like that. And so it was actually during that video that I... it was at Oktoberfest, and there's this huge barn with all these gays and lesbians, and the lesbians were very hot. Literally hot, but in a lesbian hot, like, in other words, they were fat with mullets.
But they didn't.
Contrary to normal lesbianisms, they did not have. So they were water bottles. So they were drinking beer. Everybody was drinking beer in these gigantic beer steins. And my friend said to me, "Madge, I know you don't drink." And my friend, he doesn't really understand the addiction thing. He doesn't drink ever because he's like sort of a natural non-drinker, but he's not in any way abstinent per se. He just doesn't drink normally, but in a social situation, he will if it's necessary, which he viewed this as. So he said, "Madge, you know, you have to drink this. You have to at least hold a glass of beer, or nobody is going to kiss you, you know, because it's just where everybody kisses you." And I wanted to get herpes, so I thought, well, better do this, right? I'm finna do this. So, So he suggested, "Well, we'll just find an empty glass, and we'll, you know, for you, and you'll use that, and I'll get one too, or we'll just get lemonade." Well, they, for some reason, I don't remember why, we got a lemonade and a beer, and we poured half the lemonade into the beer and half the beer into the lemonade, and we each took one. And for some reason, I found myself taking a sip of it, and I thought, well, this is nothing, but then, in any case, blah, 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 that became me sort of continuing that. So I had a drink, and I continued drinking for another year and 1 month until November of 2011 when I was in Paris, and that's when I stopped again. Of course, the reason I stopped wasn't because it was the drinking that was a problem. It's just that my social life had become garbage especially because I was in Paris, but also, you know, the way that I have socialized since I've quit doing drugs is that it's very easy to meet people wherever you go in the world when you are in a sober community because there's a humongous network everywhere. And even if you're like a retarded introvert, and lesbians such as myself, even in a place like Paris, you can find people to speak English to. So what I missed was that. And also most of the friends I made here, friends in quotes, that I made here in Chicago just would have nothing to do with me when I told them that I had begun drinking again. So that was that. I wouldn't say I ever really got drunk. I got tipsy a couple times. So I did quit then in Paris, and I haven't since then. I know it sounds weird, or perhaps you might think it's denial, but I did quit, and I still don't do drugs, and that hasn't changed since 1999, whatever that, yeah, except for things that are prescribed to me, like heroin, just kidding. But so, so that's how it's been, and I just feel like I needed to, especially since I made a brief mention of it the other D, pound sign D, that I should at least explain it a little better, so that we can get this out of the way, and I have that. And I think that particular subject was a major reason why I felt pod-blocked, as it were. So, anyway, that's that. I'm going to go to my computer. I'm going to end this so I can go to my yoga class. There's a blizzard. Not a blizzard, just lots of snow, and I don't want to be late, like I always am. Let's see. Oh, fuck Dr. Oz. Oh, seriously, I'm so sick of her. The Dr. Oz show weighs in on healthy fast food. Dr. Oz is like sponsored by, he must be lobbied or something. Anyway, I was going to check my list of topics to make sure nothing is urgent that I have to discuss today. Please do send me money. It's a donation. You can go to yeastradio.com, press the PayPal button, or it's just rishi@hotmail.com is the PayPal. Also have a birthday coming up on March 30th. And you can do the PayPal if you want, but I'd prefer for the birthday you send me a Prezi. I have a wish list. Or you can send me a gift certificate. Also, my name for that is Rishi, R-I-S-H-E-Y, at hotmail.com. Now, let's check my list. Where is, oh, reminders, yeah. Let's see, no, that's not it. Yeast topics. That one, no. Smell of feet in yoga in France. Smell of yoga, no, smell of feet. Okay, vague booking, AIDS funding crisis because of sequester. I was going to look, review some of them, some podcasts, the newer podcasts that were created by that wonderful company that deleted all of mine, Mevio. We'll do that next time with Cheryl. I think that might be more interesting. Oh, and I wanted to discuss the pattern of content creators having to pay while the infrastructure is the one, are the people making the money. I think that's a topic worth discussing. And the AIDS funding crisis because of the sequester. I don't know how much of that, you know, there's a lot of sort of misinformation and Mr. information going around because of that. But according to something I read that looked pretty valid, and I'm sorry I don't have the reference, there are a lot of poor people that are going to actually die or could die potentially because they're not going to have access to their antiviral medications because it will be removed from the budget. I would be interested in anybody, if anybody knows more about that, because I didn't write a link down, but those are things. Anyway, those are all things I would like to discuss with you, the gentle audience, in the future. This program is over, and if I do put stuff in after this, it will happen ex post facto, and yeah, see you later. I'll just play a Sylvia clip to tie this off for now.
They are sentinel figures like rocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in State University Auditorium where thousands of students and faculty have gathered in great anticipation for the words and wisdom of today's guest speaker, the world-renowned philosopher and teacher of meditation, Ashwagandhi Yogi. The bearded yogi is truly an awesome sight with his flowing white robes, his arms filled with flowers, which he is now lovingly tossing to the audience. And as he makes his way toward the center of the stage, where he will begin with his traditional chant of meditation, ladies and gentlemen, a strange hush comes over the hall. The Mashuganishi is now assuming the very difficult lotus position of the yogi. Truly a poetic picture. Flowers are draped over each arm. And now the audience is throwing flowers at the Mashuganishi's feet. Flowers are spread all around him. Flowers in the aisle. Flowers on the stage. And the audience is now straining forward as the Mashuganishi closes his eyes to begin his meditational chant.
Before I approach my theory on transcendental meditation, I would like very much. Who threw the ragweed? I would like very much to introduce, if I may, my longtime friend and accompanist on the sitar, ladies and gentlemen, Harvey Tenka on the sitar.
My yak has fleas.
Thank you very much, Harvey. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to state that Harvey tonight will not be playing the full-size sitar, but instead he will play the small 11-inch sitar, which I like to call the baby sitar. I must use that on the Johnny Carson show. This afternoon, I would like to speak to you of the power and the bliss of love. But before we speak of love, we must close our eyes and feel it. We must see it. We must sense it in the air. Love is cosmic fulfillment. Nothing is so beautiful as a young lady with a well-fulfilled cosmos. Love is everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Love is in the public park where we see young lovers kissing and caressing in that beautiful moment just before their arrest and conviction. We must spread our love. We must work for the day when even the police officer will shine his flashlight into parked cars and say, "That's nice, don't fight." Love is also in the animal kingdom. Witness the water buffalo, the rhinoceros, the toad, and other horny beasts. Love is all around us. Love is on the football field, where even in the heat of battle, the players never forget to pat each other on the popo. Love is in the prisons, where even the most hardened criminals learn to love their fellow man. In fact, I know one happy prisoner who turned down 3 paroles. Now we must all try to be a part of love. We must all play the game of love. And remember, it is not whether you win or lose, but did you score? And wisely it is said, my children, make love and not war, because everyone knows that heavy artillery does not compare to heavy breathing. One pauses to ponder what would happen if President Johnson would say to Mao Zedong, "Little commie friend of mine, won't you be my valentine?" And let us not forget that there are certain rules of love. You ladies must remember that love is a matter of give and take. If you give your love, you must take the pill. But not in that order. And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, may I say that love is expressed by all of the great poets of history. Who can forget the tender words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, who said, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways." And William Shakespeare, who said, "Good night, sweet prince, parting is such sweet sorrow." But nowhere is the spirit of love more beautifully and eloquently expressed than by the contemporary American poet who said, "Suck it to me, baby." Thank you very much.